met Samachem en Aleph, de Behuda omer Kosoyim en Mali. Yerushalayim, when they filled up the Azara with the dam, so they took in the end one kos of dam and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda omer Kosoyim and Mali midam ataruvos. Shem yishpach domo shel echad mehem nimtza ze machshiro. The reason Rabbi Yehuda was misakin this, in a case the blood of one Korban Pesach by accident got spilled, so now you're Makayim the Zrika with this Zrika. And even though there was other bloods that already had been had Zrika, Zlachar it's Baltosif, you're doing extra, but Tosis has a Shita that doing a mitzvah more than one time, you want to blow shofar 10 times on Rosh Hashanah, that's not Baltosif. Adding to the mitzvah in a way, you make instead of blowing a shofar, you blow a shofar plus something else, that's Baltosif. But Baltosif is not doing a mitzvah more than one time, the same mitzvah over and over again. So in any case, therefore there's no problem of sprinkling the dam of the other korbanos another time, and this one that wasn't sprinkled, now it's sprinkled. Amarlo l'Rabbi Yehuda, v'halalo nishkava b'kli. L'maisa, it could be that this dam fell directly on the ground, and then picking it up off the ground and sprinkling on his mezbeach is not going to help. Marisa's mino yadei. How do you know? Right? Maybe Taka, it was Niskabel and then spilled out of the Kli. Now, Lahachi Kamerle, Shemelo Niskabel the Kli. Now, so the Gemara says, he says, how do you know it wasn't Niskabel the Kli? So, no, maybe it wasn't, and then it won't help. I'm talking about where the dam that now spilled on the floor was originally in a Kli. In other words, they received it directly from the animal, and then it spilled. It didn't spill directly from the animal onto the floor, and that would have passed the dam from any kind of zrika. So now they ask the question, "Menor Yada, how do you know?" It says Kohanim's reason, because the Kohanim would not let the blood spill directly on the floor. So that I know that it didn't come from blood that directly spilled on the floor without ever being escabbled the Kli. Where it says he's reason on the if that's the case, then why was it spilled from the Kli, if there's such reason? No, sometimes because they're so quick, they're not going to not be mekabel the dam b'chli. But because they're so quick, they may spill the dam from the kli on the floor and not realize it. Versus v'raudama tamsis murabo. The mice is all a lot of dam mixed in over there. It's not just dam that's royal as rika. There's all the dam hatamsis. The dam hatamsis is other blood that comes out after the shechita, and that blood is not sprinkled on the mizbeach. So that blood shemavato is a lot more of that than the shechita blood. So that should be mavato the blood, and then now it won't help to sprinkle it. Rabbi Yehuda tamei the omer dam hatamsis dam malihu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that dam hatamsis is real dam. It's the same as the dam shechita. The tanya dam hatamsis bazara. The Tanakama holds that dam hatamtzis, not the blood that comes out when you shecht an animal or you kill an animal, the original first blood that comes out, where the neft and the shama goes out with that blood you're chayav korisah. But the blood that comes out either before the animal dies, not the blood that causes it to die, or the blood that drips out after already that it's dead, after the ikr blood comes out, that's only a lav. It's not koris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer be Karis. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even that blood is Karis. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dam HaTamsis is, there's no difference between that and Dam Shechita. So therefore it would seem that you could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zrika, with that Dam too. I suppose it's Bomber of Elazar, Mother of Yehuda in Kapar Shein Mechafet. No, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dam is real Dam that you're Chayiv Karis with it, but it's not Mechafet on the Mizbeach. It's not the blood that you need to use for a zrika. Shenema ki hadam hu benefesh yichaper. It's only dam hanefesh. Dam hanefesh yotzei bo mechaper. It's the dam that causes death. That's the dam that's mechaper. The dam that comes out that causes death. Not the dam that comes out before that, not the dam that comes after that. Dam sheino hanefesh yotzi bo eno mechaper. Now, let's see Rashi till here. So we have a problem still. We know that Rabbi Yehuda, the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that you pour this one cup of blood is because it's possible that the Kohanim were mekabel the dam, because they wouldn't let the dam fall directly on the floor. We're doing this wouldn't help. They're mekabel the dam because they're so quick, it spilled by accident, they didn't realize it. And now there's dam that's fit to be nizrak, but never was nizrak. And Mer says, and the fact that it's mixed together with dam hatamches, which doesn't, isn't the dam that's mechaper. First the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's also mechaper. Just like he holds that dam is chayiv koris. Now the Gemara says, not true. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though that dam is chayiv koris, you can't be zorek it on the mizbeach. Only the dam that comes out, the shashchita, that the animal dies from, that's the dam that you can, what's it called, be used for kapara. So we're back to the original question. Lechora, that dam is mixed with the other dam, it should be mevakalit. And the zrika shouldn't help. Rashi. If some blood fell on the ground and it never was poured on the mizbeach, now you're going to pour that blood, that carbon's going to be kosher. Because some of the blood of the one that was spilled is in this cup. Also, maybe the one that you want to be masher the carbon, the dam fell directly on the floor, and that's not going to help anymore to pick it up and put it on his beach. Shemalom niskabo bechli, the sula mahanyalei zrika, the sman nishbach mitzaber behem alaritzba v'yaspa pasul, the zvachim perik sheni. Apanilo amati shioyel alish niskabo bechli, so you would have said, I never meant to say that it'll help to pick up dam that fell directly on the floor and never was in a kli, and make the zrika. I'm talking that could be that dam that was the scab of the kli then was spilled on the ground before it had a chance to be put on the mizbeach. And for that, my takana will help. Now you have the Rabbi Yehuda and the scab of the kli. So the Chacham said, how do you know it was the scab of the kli? Maybe taka fell directly on the ground. So what are you accomplishing? The kivan to the tikune sveiko also heichin nesak nibahachi shemalon eskabel. Since you're not sure, we're not sure if anything fell, and we're making a takana for a sofik. Now it's like a sveiko. Even if something fell, maybe it won't help. So what are you making takanas for? That was the question. Kohanim's reason, hey, the lekel of mechos was shemalon kiblu. That much we're not afraid that the kohanim let blood go directly from their throat onto the ground. What you're doing is you're taking dam from the floor and you're being zorik dam posel on the mizbeach. How's that going to help? I'm talking where you know that there was dam that fell from the kli, and you take from that spot. The end mishum de ma'aribu mehagel on eskabel kigom dam atamtzitz or kaparach lebesefer v'rishon ikar. The first lesson is the ikar. Not that we know for sure. Rabbi Yehuda did this on a sothic. The question was, if there's already a sothic that maybe bechlala won't help, why make a takana? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's mishtaber that if it happened, it happened the way that it'll help. Is reason hein hechen ishbochem, was reason hein biyadim. If the Kohanimer's reason, and you're being so much on that, that no blood fell directly on the floor from the animal, then if there's such reason, Mistama, no blood fell altogether. No, that's possible, since they're very quick, right, that maybe when they were running to the Mizbeach with the clay, the dam spilled. And they didn't realize it. There's a lot of other blood mixed up with this blood. So many korbanos, even if all the blood of one korban, right, is there, it got mixed up with the other bloods and it's buckled. The Tanakhama holds that Dama Tamsis, you're only over a lot. The Chsi, Ki Nefesh, Kobos, or Doma, Benaf, Shehu, and Kolo, Chodi, Koris. Where it says Koris, it's speaking about Dam HaNefesh. Yotza Dama Tamsis, Shehu, Dama Nefesh. Mesechus Krisis, before his time, Chamisha Lav, and Chsi, Bidam, Miyasir Chad, with Dama Tamsis. Five Lav, and it says by Dam, and one of them is for Dama Tamsis, and that one doesn't say Koris. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. All of them, there's a heckish between all of them, all chayiv koris. So you see that he holds Dama Tamsis is real dam. So in Mestami, you can pour it on the Mizbeach too. And Rabbi says, no, it's not true. Rabbi Lezer said that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Dama Tamsis is real dam to be chayiv koris, you can't use it on the Mizbeach. Leaning kap koris, saying a loy v'shrika, but it's not loy v'shrika. Dam shanefesh yom tipo, dam kilua. That's the dam that spurts out when you puncture an artery or what, or a vein. Shehei damim hei. There's five different stages of when you shecht an animal, which blood comes out. The terek dam shechita. So now we're back to the question. V'chora, what's it going to help to take a cup with all this dam in, since there's other dam that's not fit for the mizbeach, it's going to mevatel the dam that is fit, and it's not going to help to be zorikit anymore. Elo Rabbi Yehuda Tzamed. Now Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning in a different thing. The Omer Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Rabbi Yehuda learns from Yom Kippur that they used to mix the Dam HaSo'ir with the Dam HaPor and Bizorikit, that Dam is not Mevatel Dam. Rashi. Elo Rabbi Yehuda Tzamed. The Omer Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Hilkach Lo Botel Ahudish Tapech. Therefore, it's not Botel. And if any little bit of that dam that spilled from the clay gets to the mizbeach, it helps. You don't need a shear of dam. A mashu. If the mashu of that dam that spilled gets on the mizbeach, it's fine. Well, milsa the beauty of his vachim and perikol as vachim shesartu. The tani gabi dam zvachim, dam shesar b'mayim. The Gemara says over there, if you have blood that gets mixed with water, in Yeshbo Maris Dam Kosher. So if you can still see that the water looks bloody, then it's still kosher, because then the blood isn't bottled in the water. Nisari B'dam Behemoth Schulin. What if it got mixed up with other dam, Stam Dam of a Behemoth Schulin? Oh, B'dam Chaya, or a Dam of a Chaya, which is always Schulin. So rowing is up to a kilo Hayamayim. How do you know if it's bottled or not? It all looks red. So you imagine if they dam of the chaya would have been water, would it still have a red color because of the dam of the korban? Then it's not bottle. And if not, it's bottle. Then yesh, but kosher, kadei lios ben maris dam kosher, ben la apostle. Because if it's not, then it's bottle. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein dam avakul dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if the dam that's not dam mizbeach would have been water, and this dam fell in, and it was so small an amount that it wouldn't have given it a red color. It doesn't look like blood. It looks like colored water. It's still kosher, because since it fell into, if it fell into water, it'd be possible, because the water would mevatel it. But since it fell into other dam, dam's not mevatel dam. Okay. Tanya, Amar lahen Rabbi Yehuda lechacham, v'divreichem lama poken es azara. So he said, according to you, why do they bother to plug up the azor and let the dam gather if they're not going to make this takana that I said? Obviously, the purpose of this of filling up the azor with dam was to be able to do what I said to do. But according to you, you don't do that. Why did they let the azor fill up with dam? Amrlo shevach ulatnei aron sheel klarak v'seim b'dam. As a shevach to bnei aron, they should walk up to their knees in blood. It shows that they're, what's it called, that they're mosher nefesh for the korbanos. So the Chasam Sofer learns from here, the blood, the clothing becomes bloody, right? Mashman, now we have other problems with the blood getting on their clothing. But out Lechora, the clothing have to be clean. And here it's full of blood. Vaishdois, that something that is dirty because of a mitzvah is not called dirty. That's Adar, it's a Shevach. She says, the same thing goes if you have an Esrig. And because people use it for the mitzvah, they touch it, it turns brown. There's brown spots. That's not hither, because those brown spots show that people used it. And it always tying on Shabbos also. Person gets his clothing dirty on Shabbos. Right? A kid gets it dirty or whatever. So the Lord's not covered Shabbos to walk around with clothing like that. No, just the opposite. The fact that you're not cleaning it off is the biggest raya that you're doing it because of Shabbos. So that's a covet for Shabbos it's obvious that you're not something that's easy to brush off or whatever, which is usher, and you're not brushing it off. That's covered Shabbos. Mor says the blood separates between their feet and the floor, and the kohen has to be standing on the floor without any chatzitza. Rashi. Tanya Garcino, the Vrecha Mama Pokekinus Nekiv Chomas Ha'azora, Shadomim as Arvim Ba'ama Yotzim Bolachutz, for you poked him also Bechol Arvi Psochim. Bishlamala Didi Kadeshlo Yetse Koldam Hanishkoch Shim Mile Kos Hataruvos, Ninsamikulam Betochum. The Nishbach Echod Mehem Below Zrika, Ninsa Zorik Mimenu. According to me, he said it's very good why they close up the exit drainage from the Azora, to let the blood gather, so in case something got spilled from the clay, you can now be Mekayim Zrika. But according to you, what's the purpose of letting the Azora fill up with blood? Where it says, the Hohavikah Chatzitza, Bein Raglayim L'Ritzpah, between their feet and the floor, the blood is Chotzitz. The Snam is Vachim, Omin ala Kli, or Gabi Regal Chaver or Puzzle. If you stand on a Kli and do the Avodah, it's Puzzle, or you stand on somebody else's foot. The Bo'inan Lama of the Shoresh, the Ein Zamida. It has to be Amida on the character itself. Chotze, so where it says, Lachu, Ve'eno Chotze. Since the blood hasn't coagulated, liquid blood is not a chatzitza. Because it's mamish like you're touching the thing that, what's it called? It doesn't separate between you and the thing you have to touch, since it's liquid, since it's wet. It's liquid. Kivitanya, Hadam v'hadyo v'hachola v'hadvash yaveshim chotzitzin, blood, ink, and milk and honey. If they're dry, then they're a chatzitza. They got to be tefila, right? Woman or man has this on his skin, goes into the mikveh. If it's dry, it's a chatzitza between his skin and the water. Lachim ain't chotzitzin, but if it's wet, it's not chotzitzin. Mora says v'hakam esaste monayu. Usnan hoye begodem mitushtoshim ba'aver avarosu psula. The mice of the clothing is dirty, right? And it's halacha is that the mitzvah kahuna got dirty. The apostle Rashi, v'ha kohavi chatzoch. We said this already. Chotzis li intila of einza amida. Chotzis li intila tzan. The sasim al tzlachim bedam. The clothing gets dirty, right? The chitema de magul lemanayu, and Elamayu say that they pick up, they walk till their knees in blood, but the clothing doesn't touch the blood. They pick up their clothing, and it's talking not where they pick it up with their hands, because they pick up with their hands no problem, but they pick it up, they can't keep holding with their hands because their hands they need to do the avoda. So how in the world are they going to pick up the clothing and still have their hands free to do the avoda? They take the belt and they fold the clothing up and tie the belt around it. And that already is considered like the clothing's not there. Since it's folded up under the belt, it's like you took away that part of the clothing, that fold. And that's not kosher. But Tanya, mido bad. Mido can be doso. Shalo yechser velo yosef. Right? Can't put extra clothing or can't be too short for him. And if it is, it's not good. Again, if he's holding it, that's not called that the beged is shorter. But if he folds it over and puts it under the belt, that's called shortening the beged, even though it's only temporary. Mari says, Enochanami. They only did this after all the avodas were finished, and the only thing they had to do was bring the evarim to the mizbeach. The halacha says evarim lekevesh. The lav avodahi. Now they brought the evarim onto the kevesh, that's not an avoda. Mari says, below, it's not an avoda. The boy kahuna avodahi. You need a kohen. A czar can't take the Avarim and put him on the kevesh. You have to have a kohen. The Tanya, the Hikri, the kohen is sakolam is beicha. Zu halachas Avarim bekevesh. putting the Eivorim on the Kevesh, even before they're put on the Mizbeach, is something that only a Kohen can do. Ela b'holachas eitzim l'marachah. They did everything before they filled up the Azara with blood, right? And the only thing they didn't do was putting eitzim on the marachah, not putting the wood on the Mizbeach. The lava bodahi. Where it says, "Beholachas eivorim b'kevesh, v'holachas dam miha heichi azli." Right, lechora, but lemaisa, the azara was still full of blood. So emachinami, they picked up their clothing, right, for these avodas. But how did they, what's it called? How did they walk when they had to do avoda? They couldn't pick up the clothing and they couldn't get the clothing dirty. So what did they do? So when it says the mazgia ipstani, they used to have not pillars, but what are they called? Stumps, like in the azara, built in onto the ground, not movable. And this was part of the makeup of the azara, right? And they walked from one to the other. These stands that were built up. So it made them higher than the blood. And after they finished all the avoda, and then they didn't have to pick up their clothing, and it didn't get dirty. When they finished the avoda, then they went into their blood till their ankles and picked up the clothing, and then they didn't need the clothing because even a czar could do that. And then they didn't need big tekuna.
How is it Chatzam Sofer?
I don't know. There's a Gemara over here. According to Chatzchila, the Gemara's Mashma is not a problem. Here is Mashma that is a problem. But the tam becomes makes it. I don't know. He's medayik from the beginning of the sukkah. Here it says the favor is up there. Have to take a look again. Okay. Can you me do the lover shakohen me do bad? Has to be to his measure. Can me do so shovel la'aretz? Has to be not too short, not too long. But Olacha Sivon Lavavo, that he Matsu Madlanu, then they can pick up their clothing when they're bringing the Eivorim to the Mizbeah. The Kami Porch, Shara Bodhis Echiova, the mice is very good. What did they do when they had to do the other Avodas? Zu Olacha Sivorim, the Gabayuk Siv Haikro, Bakera Bakroi, Olacha Sivorim is an Avoda. The Maskwa, it's the Vo Shal Binyan Hoyusham. They built onto the floor, permanent. It's the vows, pillars, not pillars, what?
Names.
Who? Platforms. Yeah, I mean platforms. That's a good word. Little platforms. And they walked on the platforms, so the blood was... They have a lock of the rich. Okay. Ketzer told in a mafshitin, Karu v'hotsiwa semurat nosnum v'magish laktiram. So what did they do? They flayed the animal, took off its skin, took out all the emurim, put them in a magis, which is a bowl, which they then, what's it called, to burn them on the Mizbeah. Moshe says, after who goofed at the Maktilu, it's Vashma that they burnt them in the bowl. Eimalak Tirna, God is no, they put them in the bowl to bring them to the Mizbeah to burn them. Not that they burned them in the bowl. Rashi. The Ektirin Sokadaita, who goofe maktilahu. This Rashi had a different girsa. We had the girsa, right, the Chorin, they put him into a magis, and to be maktirin. Where it says they weren't maktirin the magis, Elamai, the magis, they took it to the Mizbeach and put it on the Mizbeach to burn. Rashi had a girsa that, what do you mean, they put it, it's mashma that the Bailin was maktir on the Mizbeach, the Yisrael, not the Kohen. Because the Bailin was the one who flayed the animal, took out the Amorim, put him in a magus to be mocked. It's Master, he's doing everything. He can be mocked or anything on the Mizbeach that only a Kohen can do. So Rashi had that Girsa. The Ektiran Sokadaitach, who goofy mocked or bit me up? Vazaru. This is Yisrael, who, what's it called, who was flaying the animal and taking out the Amorim that have to go on the Mizbeach. And then the Mishnah says, and it's Mashma, he was Makter on the Mizbeach. How could that be? The bizarre Kanina, to the Tani Nosan of Sefer, Belkosin, Chaver, of Ptolemachin. Who was the one who flayed the animal? The person who shechted the animal, the Tzar, the person who owned the carbon, and his friend. The Kohanim lo yom afshit and kachin kalim. The Kohanim weren't involved in taking the hides off the kachin kalim. That the owner did. The ma libel ohem. What did they have to do that for? That's not their job. Va'afilu hefshit v'nituach shel ola shum mitzvah kosher bazar. Even the taking off of the hide of an ola and cutting it up, which is a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of the carbon, doesn't have to be done by a kohen. K'namin b'shilai perik beis diyumba. The istum of farashi atu v'magas gufi maktu, and some have the other girsa, the one we said that the Gemara has. That is, did the kohen actually burn these emurim in the bowl? Put them on the mizbeach. The lab milsahi. The vavi urche the masne haktorim klisharis. No, that wouldn't have been a kasha. That was the kasha, right? Of course, you put it in the klisharis, and you bring the klisharis to the mizbeach. There wouldn't have been a havamina to say, why does it say you put it in the bowl to be maktorim? It's obvious you put it in the bowl to bring it to the mizbeach in maktorim. But that's the mice of the gears that we have. Laktira nosim magis magis achi yabo haroi laktira laktira. So my answer is no. He put it into this bowl until the person, the kohen who's fit to burn it on the mizbeach, would come and take it and put it on the mizbeach. Okay. Yotza kasri shelna tana kol echad echad nosim pischo ba'oro umakshil achorav. Everybody put the cotton pad. They took the emurim out and they. The ones that don't go out of Mizbeach, and they put everything back into the hive and carried like a bag back home and put it over their shoulder and carried the whole carbon home. The carbon was flayed, they had the hive, they put the animal back into the hive and tied it up like a bag and took it home over their shoulder. Amrav Ilish Tayus. That's like Arab merchants do that. They put their bag over the shoulder. Rashi kolecha be'echad sheyu hochel abateim hoyenosin pischo ba'oro umafshila chorav. He put the carbon pesach into the hide, put it over his shoulder, and went home. Amar Rav Ilish sheim chacham toyos derech soker mishmelim. That's the way that Arab businessmen carry their wares. So what's the chiddush over here? What did you have to him? So the Rosh Hashanah says the things like this normally. Putting something over your shoulder in the back is called Hesech Hadas. You're forgetting about it. But over here, the whole reason of Hesech Hadas, we learned before, is why is it possible? Is it possible because we're afraid it became Tomei? But once it's in the hide doesn't become Tomei. An unworked out hide is not Mekabel Tumah. So once the Korban Pesach is in the hide, it's protected. So even though you have it over your shoulder, it's okay. So the Chiddush over here is, that what's it called? That it's not Hesech Hadas, even it's over your shoulder since it's in the hide. Others say that that's what Revealish came to say. That if you put it in front, it's for sure good. But even putting it in back, since the derech is to carry things like that, right, in a sack or whatever, and that's how they did the Korban Pesach, that's not what's it called, not Hesech Hadas, and it's kosher. The Revealish wanted to say, you see, that that's not Shalok Kederach to carry like that. About if you held it in front of you, it's okay. But even if you put it over your shoulder, like they did, that's also Kederach, because that's the way that Arab businessmen carry their things, and they're Arab merchants, and therefore, what's it called, you can carry the Korban Pesach like that, and it shouldn't become possible because of Hesech Hadas.